All right, here at AEM's Ag Executive Forum in St. Louis, with me is Terry Francel, Senior Economist at the American Farm Bureau Federation. And Terry, your topic here was talking about renewable fuels, renewable energy, and really what are the real costs and the real benefits of them. What was some of your main points of your message to the Ag Executives meeting here today?
Well, I think the main point is that with respect to ethanol and generally renewable fuels, that the consumer benefits from having them. The bottom line on the ethanol side is that although it has driven up the cost of things such as feed and food to a certain extent, that for every extra dollar that consumers spend for food, they have reduced gasoline costs approximately $2. So it's a win-win situation for consumers and, for that matter, taxpayers.
Now, how do you get that message, though, across to the general public and to the media?
Well, I think the ag sector and the people that are involved in the energy sector need to continually bring that out, point it out, the fact that it is a win-win situation for everybody. It's not something that it's going to be easy, because there are a lot of anti-ethanol folks out there that provide, frankly, a lot of misinformation about what's going on. So we just have to be very vigilant and try and address those issues whenever they're brought up.
What you talked a little bit about that, you showed some graphs and of how, like, especially feed prices did go up in the last year or so, and that was an issue. How does Farm Bureau, being a general farm organization, I guess, even out the concerns? When we got livestock producers that are very concerned about this, and some of them to the point where they're, you know, actively working against ethanol and biofuels, and Farm Bureau being a general farm organization, how do you even out the concerns for all the producers?
Well, you have to be fair and point out all the various factors that are involved. And while feed costs have gone up and gone up rather markedly, there have been a number of studies, probably a half dozen or more, that pointed out that ethanol only accounted for anywhere from, say, 20 to 30% of that increase. Generally speaking, I think most people will admit it's 20 to 25%. And there are other factors: increased world demand, drawdown in supplies, value of the dollar, increased energy prices, that have all had an impact. So you simply have to lay that information out, let people look at it, and try and get people to understand. You know, it's very difficult for the livestock sector, although, as I pointed out in my presentation, this is not the first time we've seen this happen. Every 25, 30 years or so, something happens that we readjust our prices, and everybody has to make the adjustments, just as we're doing today.
And, of course, that was it almost seemed like it was a pretty big spike here this year, but we've seen the prices just drop dramatically. And I would think that, unlike the costs of consumer food products and processed food products, the livestock producers might see the results of those lower prices faster than the consumer might.
Yes, I think the livestock industry, of course, they have to take advantage of those prices. And in some of the information and papers I publish, I suggest that they need to be very aggressive in booking their feed needs for the next six, nine, maybe even year as we get into this harvest time period, because most likely this will be a low period and we will see those prices increase as we get on into the winter and going into next spring, as there will be another competition for acreage.
Now, we're speaking to a group here of agribusiness executives, most of them from farm equipment companies, but also some of the other large agribusiness companies. What role do they play when it comes to renewable fuels?
Well, I think it's very important that farmers are able to utilize the most up-to-date equipment. I mean, we have many technologies that are happening in agriculture today, not just on the equipment itself, but the software, the GPS, precision agriculture. Those can all make big differences in improving yields, lowering costs. And so I think it's important that those kind of opportunities are offered to our farmers and offered in a competitive, economical way, and that's what some of the farm equipment people can do.
Okay, Terry, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think you've done a good job.
All right, thank you very much. That's Terry Francel with AFBF, and I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.
So now,